Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year's Eve. I'm very, very excited to say that this year is... It went very quickly. The holidays always go so quickly. And normally I wouldn't say we would do this today on New Year's Eve, but I have two amazing people with me. Robert, as you know, Rob, Roberto, Ricardo, whatever you want to call him. He goes by anything. He's going to be here with David, my better half.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So we're going to do a little twist on today. And normally, I just wanted to say Happy New Year and all of that first. But we're going to do a little twist because I've had some comments or suggestions. And I love, I don't get to talk of a lot of men on the show because most of my clients, men are not hiring me. It's women. And I've become close with them, as you've seen. But there's some funny things that, guys are very quick to always say questions or things about women and how they act, and they're always crazy or they're bitches or they're crazy bitches. And so I want to kind of get a male's view on some questions. And so I took a little tally here, and I have some questions, and I'm going to see what they have to say. And I'm hoping that they'll answer me honestly, and they will, because I will stare at them until they do. So we had, after my birthday party, we had all the girls over the following day. And as you saw, because everybody's watching and liking and subscribing to this, all the episodes, the second one kind of got a little raw and a little real with, like, you know, relationships and all of those things that, you know, some people are fortunate enough to find, somebody that's their better half. And some people, you know, struggle and they're dating and all these things. So women always voice so much information. Obviously, you guys know I talk to death and I'm very specific about things. Don't shake your head, David. But I wanted to get some honest, just kind of feedback because, you know, we're listening to this and I keep saying we're not alone. Sometimes things you're like, why does my husband do this? Or why does my boyfriend do this? Or why am I, you know, by myself? I'm such a catch. That's what I used to say. I'm like, how? I like sports. I'm freaking hilarious. I was a catch for so long. No one caught me till David did. And so I just want to get a vibe on that. And so I'm going to start. I mean, we're doing this. Like, I'm pulling off the Band-Aid, guys. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Totally. Robert?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to start with, I am actually going to read them because there were so many questions that came in. Like I said, fire drill, and we got it.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you get to say the person's name that is giving us the question?
Maybe.
I don't want to look at them.
That's a good question.
I don't want to look at them differently once I see them. So.
Yeah, don't look at them differently once you see them. Okay, here we go. This is in no particular order, and I may or may not say who it is, but maybe you guys guess. I don't know. What do you think women misunderstand the most about men? Robert, you're first.
Wow.
Did you see I was looking at David? You thought I was going to go to David?
I totally did. I was like, I'm going to bounce off that. Ask the question one more time.
What do you think women misunderstand the most about men?
How much we're paying attention.
What does that mean? Does that mean you're not at all? Or you really are paying attention, but it doesn't look like you're paying attention?
We're paying attention more than you think we are.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay.
I would say, like, a lot of the times when we decide to react, it's really based on how we think you're going to react.
Ooh.
So as the years go on, we have to basically maneuver and we go, okay.
I should have had Melissa here. Damn it.
You probably should have.
I did, but you said she's sleeping, so whatever. Sleeping.
So, like, if you are saying something and then we have to base it on our reaction on how we think you're going to react to it.
Oh.
And then we play chess with you like 3 or 4 moves in advance. Now, David?
I 110% agree. I think that
agree because there's two against one right now?
No. You throw something out there and it's kind of like fishing. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to pull up. So we do listen 98% of the time. There's the 2%, 3% that you're like, I've heard it. You've said it. I don't need to hear it anymore.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I don't need to look at me anymore.
Yes. Look at me when you're saying it. Yes.
Well, wait. Okay. So is there something else? Okay. So Robert, he did a good one. That was a good one. I feel like that was very good. But are you just going to copy what he said, or do you have your own thought on what women misunderstand the most about men? Your own thought too.
My own thought on this is men think logically. Not that women don't, but men think mechanically.
Okay.
Whereas a woman thinks not mechanically.
And emotionally. He wants to say emotionally.
Yeah, there you go. Emotionally.
Okay. All the time?
99% of the time.
It's all the time.
What the fuck?
It's all the time.
This is great. I love it. I don't think that you guys are wrong.
Hey, do we get like points for this game?
Is this a high five?
there'll be a spin wheel at the end with a prize. It's hugs and high fives today.
Just what I'm looking for.
So what do you think men misunderstand most about women? What do you think you guys assume about women maybe that you maybe don't have it right?
I don't know if assume is the word.
Okay, then misunderstand.
Emotions.
What was that word?
Emotions.
Okay.
Like it's all the time. It's the emotions are always on. Most guys' emotions aren't always on. You guys are emotional.
All the time?
All the time. I showed you a video 3 minutes ago and you got kind of like, oh my goodness, this, that, and the other. And then 2 minutes later, don't fucking da 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 da. The emotion went from.
Well, it was a little video of Charlotte playing the drums. Well,
I understand that. But I'm just saying that's how emotion works, though. It comes.
You guys don't have that? So you're telling me
I'm not saying we don't have that, but we know like it's not as much. Let's just say it's just not as much.
It's not as projected.
So you think I'm emotional? Yeah, I am actually.
Just imagine if we were as emotional as you were. Just think about that for a second. I'm like, what would happen in life?
If I got pulled over and started crying.
No. If we handled every situation the way that you handled the situation, just imagine that.
Okay. That's a good thing to put in my brain. All right. I wouldn't know what to do probably.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
That would be a lot for both, right?
Yeah.
So it's a good thing it's just us, right?
Yeah,
right.
But see, a lot of times men, you always think it's because it's your period. Like, oh, they're emotional because it's their period.
Yeah, because it's 31 days out of the month.
The period? No, it's not every day.
No, us men actually think you use the period as an excuse.
Yes, there's that too.
It's kind of like getting drunk and you're just like, oh, I could just say this thing because I'm just drunk. Or I could just do this thing because I'm just drunk. Well, it's the same thing now. Like, I can just say this thing because I'm on my period, or it's about to start, or it just ended, or it's a week away. It's 2 weeks away.
It's 14 hours and 22 minutes away. Okay, that's good. See, I like this. What makes you shut down in a relationship? There's no particular order to these questions, so there's no rhyme or reason. I don't know. I'm just going by. What do you think you shut down in a relationship or past relationships? What makes men, not necessarily, it could be you, but what do you think men shut down from? Emotions? Do you think that's part of it?
Oh, man.
I would say that's a lot of it. At the same point in time, though, when you keep hearing the same thing over and over again and you haven't changed to make it either better or worse, and you just keep going on and on and on and on. It's like, get it through your fucking head.
Me?
No, me. Like, if you're telling me about something, at some point in time, I'm just going to tune you out.
But what if I'm telling you, like, boy, you should maybe not do that anymore?
Then I probably shouldn't be doing that. But at some point in time, I'm going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. What about you, Roberto?
In our head, though.
Yeah, like, in our head. Yes, yeah, yeah. Not, in our head. Not out loud. Not.
We write it on our hand, and we look at it later. It's like, all sweaty.
That's what I wanted to say. But what I really said was, love you.
Oh, I love you so much. Oh, you look so pretty today.
What makes us shut down?
Like, what makes you shut down in a relationship, or just yours, or in other relationships? Past relationships.
Past relationships.
Maybe that didn't work out.
I didn't have a lot of past relationships before my relationship. They weren't really relationships. They were just kind of like hangouts.
Like scam fests.
Basically. I would say from other people's perspective other friends that I've talked to about the situation, what's made them shut down the most is like a reason why the girl started dating or fell in love with this person now all of a sudden isn't good anymore. That needs to change.
Okay.
I've had like, cause I'm a musician. I have many friends that are musicians, many friends that were in their bands while they started their relationships.
Okay.
And then like a year or two down the road, it's not okay to be playing music anymore or to follow your dreams. You needed to do this where it's like, well, no, this is who I am.
This is how you came into the relationship. Yeah.
Relationship. There's no, he didn't hide who he was. So why do I have to change? Because now you're not okay with it anymore.
That's a very good point. Roberto's good at this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like questionable. What do you agree or disagree with?
I agree.
Okay.
Wait. High five. Smack.
Just so. Okay. I would think I'm putting my two cents in because why not? I would feel I feel that drama. I feel that girls are so much drama. Is that true?
110%.
Now I know.
Hold on.
Not everybody.
Let's pull it back. I like the drama as long as it stays in your side of the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll sit there and watch your drama. I'll listen to your drama.
Sure, you can
tell me about your drama. That's totally fine.
But don't bring
me into your drama.
I don't want to cross the line.
Yeah.
There's sometimes, or even just like past things as you guys are talking, I'm just thinking about like, you would just see like, a relationship just implode and like, you know, like a couple, you know, oh, he's so great. And then it would just implode. And it was like the woman or the, at the time, maybe young woman, you know, there's a lot of drama. I feel like that's exhausting. Right.
And I feel a lot of drama doesn't need to happen.
No. I mean, when you're younger, we don't sometimes know how to handle it. So
you also don't know your emotions. And
yeah, you're still like, you know, if it's your first relationship. But now, as we're approaching, you know, 30, just kidding.
Yours dating?
you should kind of know, like, I mean, you know who you are. And I mean, I'm not saying women, but women are a little bit of drama. Men are too in certain ways. And you know, it's,
what are you looking at me for?
Frustrating sometimes because I'm looking at both of you. It's like a tennis match. I think that for a woman, I feel, because David is not the best communicator. He is with certain things, but the second there's an inkling of something that's not, you know, wrapped in a bow, I don't hear anything from him and I go bananas. Because I hate silence.
I can bottle this shit up for a long time.
I know. And I'm sure you can too. I know you can.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious. It's just interesting to see the thing.
Well, okay. So hold on. So let's go to the bottling up thing.
Yeah.
Because the bottling up thing now goes back to your emotions. Because if we actually tell you how we really feel about what's going on, we think about, okay, if I tell her this, it's going to lead to this. It's going to lead to this. Then I have to counter with this and then go to this. So it's a lot easier for me to just go.
Really? That's how you think?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's
bite my tongue.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to just go, you know what? I'm sorry.
Sometimes that even hurts to say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's when let's go up to that question. That was actually the number one question on one of these things.
How sorry we actually.
No. When was the last time you realized you were wrong? And what did you do with that realization? It doesn't mean wrong in life. It just means in a moment.
In the relationship?
Or just, it just says, when was the last time you realized you were wrong? And what did you do with that realization? It could be whatever you take from it. I don't know. She didn't specify.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jen. I haven't been wrong in 2 years.
I know that. David, how long have you not been wrong?
That speeding ticket, 1996. when the cop asked me if I was an officer and I said no. And then I should have left sooner.
Wait, are we talking about in the relationship or just with a cop, like with other people?
That was the last time I was wrong. Was 1996.
Oh, not even with your spouse.
No, no. Oh, she knows wrong. Me. I'm okay. Never wrong.
I gotcha. Okay.
He will fight tooth and nail.
I got, hold on. I think she's probably listening to this episode. It's fine. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
We just got a new dryer because our other dryer broken, right? She ordered the wrong dryer and got mad at me because I pointed it out. And then someone was like, okay. Never mind. Bye. There's a consignment store. The place you want to take me to, the consignment place down mm-hmm. the down the street.
Mm-hmm.
The matching dryer to the washer. Because we had to buy a new washer 6 months ago, or maybe not that long ago. Anyways, so she's supposed to buy the matching dryer to that washer. She did not. Same brand, but different dryer. So they don't look like they should be together, but they're in a relationship. You know what I mean?
But that happens all over the world.
So I pointed it out. I'm like, hey, it's the wrong dryer. And she got mad at me. Okay, it's fine. We're at the place yesterday.
Oh, shit.
And there's the matching dryer. I'm like, hey, this is the dryer. She's like, that's not the same dryer. I'm like, no. This is the dryer that matches the other. She gets mad at me again. So I took a picture. So I took a picture of it. And then when we got home, like, should I put the picture next to the washer so she knows? And I ended up doing it. She goes, okay, yeah.
Oh.
But that was a lot.
But did she say sorry for being mad?
No, she doesn't think she got mad. She did get mad at me. But if I point out that she was mad, then it's like, okay, now I got to go this, and I got to do this,
and now she's mad.
But now she's kind of like perturbed that I pointed it out. So
I love it. This is so great. I should have done this one sooner. Okay, I'm gonna go again. These are just. I'm gonna wait. Some of these are like a little bit more like. This could be in the past. It says, how many female friends do you have that are just friends? Or maybe in the past? Like, do you have women?
Past, these have a lot.
Like, did you have, even if, okay, let's just say this. Let me kind of switch it up because that's just very generic McBland, I feel. Were you able to be in a relationship with someone that didn't work out and be their friend after you've, like, maybe hooked up or scammed or had sex or humped or whatever? Well, could you be friends with
no
a woman?
Yeah, yes and no.
That you but hooked up with or that you were in a relationship with?
I've never had.
Like when you're done, it was poof, done. Poof, poof.
Wipe my fingers,
was
see you later.
Was it poof, poof, poof with you?
Well, all my relationships before my wife were poof, poof, done.
But so. You never spoke to them again?
Well, a lot of those friends were my wife's friends. So yes, it's still kind of, she's not as close with them anymore. So, but it's not like. One of them was going to be the maid of honor in the wedding.
I have friends that are females that there's nothing. Never,
but you've never hooked up with.
Never, not even wanted to. Friends.
Yeah, but can you be friend? Would you your younger self maybe would be friends with somebody, or even now, like that you had hooked up with? Once the relationship's over, you couldn't be friends with them after that.
No, and that's probably me not being a big person, because a big person would be friends even.
I don't think I could do it. Like be friends with someone that I hooked up with or was in a relationship with after.
Guys walked away on, you know, just like, hey.
Relationships end though. It usually isn't always good. It's why it ended. I mean, they cannot be a bad person, but sure. Would you be friends with them still? Do you think it's weird? Like, I would think it's weird if you had a lot of girlfriends, like women friends. Not weird. Like, I trust you, but why? Is that weird? Is that weird, Robert, if you had a lot of women friends? Think Melissa would be like totally cool with it?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to the, you know, hey, I'm going to go out to the bar with all my 7 girlfriends. I'll be back in a little bit. That'd be a little weird. I don't know. Is she
say your
I
harem?
Also have a harem.
Huh? So is that your harem? And how come you didn't invite me? Right?
This guy's not my friend anymore. He's done. Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm actually going to switch. I'm switching to all the questions that have come in because they're on my phone. Because
Are we just targeting one individual person's questions?
That was two.
Oh, there's code for somebody. That's questions.
Okay, here we go. How do you handle a relationship when it's not working? in the past, obviously in the past.
The current relationship?
Yeah, you just left. Melissa's really at home by herself.
She's sleeping.
How do you handle a relationship when it's not working? How have you? How would you? How did you? Any of those questions that apply. I know it's a little different because you guys are both married. And I think, you know, if you guys were single, the answers would be maybe a little different. I don't know.
I've been married for a long time.
So I know. There was really married no your high school.
There's like no relationships really before her. So I guess.
Ooh, you had
relationship.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But so I would say, I guess if our marriage is not working, you work at it. You play chess. You figure out what you can do, what you cannot do, you know?
Like, okay, with that.
I don't know how to say it. Like,
how long? Okay, so let's say your guys' relationship wasn't working, or David and I's, or whoever couples are not working. What do you do? How long do you work on it? And what I mean is, I don't mean like a timetable, like I'm giving this 2 months. I'm just saying is, at what point would you be like, okay, I don't feel that this is going back to what it was, or if it, whatever. Well, I know that's kind of like girly to say. I know it's kind of.
Is there anything stemming in the relationship? Well, was there
stepping out on somebody?
Yeah, or
I mean, there might be. Let's just say there was. Let's just say there was maybe, you know, infidelity. Let's just say maybe there was. I mean, really, I feel like that's the game. Unless you murdered someone.
I mean, it goes like this.
It'd be a trust thing with that. So it's
in my previous marriage, we did marriage counseling. And we did marriage counseling. And we did marriage counseling. And in the end, I was doing single marriage counseling by myself. Because one, I knew I was effed up in the head. Two, I wanted to better myself. And three, it was kind of nice just to get out and talk to somebody that didn't know the whole, you know, it wasn't one of my buddies. And they weren't hearing the same thing. So you do it for as long as you need to do it.
Okay. So with that being said, you went single for a bit on the marriage, the couple counseling,
yep.
You were single counseling. And then with your ex-wife, what did that look like? Like how long even when you were doing the single, did you think, oh, this relationship isn't working. I'm just doing this for me now. Or were you still trying to button it up?
That was towards the end.
And how long was this process about?
6 months.
And then you just said, I don't want to be married anymore.
Yeah, it was kind of pointless because I was the relationship.
Okay, so you don't have the same situation as that because you were married to your high school sweetheart.
No, she wasn't my high school sweetheart.
She was your first
year. She dated my best friend in high school.
Okay, she was your college sweetheart?
Sure. We'll say that.
She was your band days sweetheart. So what would you do? Tell me how you would handle that.
Well, okay, so a lot of... How long do you work on the relationship? Was that the original question?
I mean, I think so. Like, it's hard. I don't want to say like a time stamp, but like, what do you say? Like,
I would say you work on the relationship as long as, obviously, A, if you still love the person, and then also if that person's also putting in the work as well, and you feel that love is reciprocated. You know what I mean? So I feel like then you keep going for it. But it also, what are the circumstances? Like, we've never had the stepping out on somebody else. Like, most of our fights, to be honest with you, is about money.
Yeah.
Most of the time is about money. I honestly don't know what our big arguments would be.
If
money wasn't involved in the situation. I would love to find out. I really would.
Oh, yeah.
But that's really, like, kind of what our main thing is.
Corn tortillas, damn it.
That's right. But it's like, that's basically
I would say for us, too, a lot of the stress of the relationship is...
But I feel that's a lot of, that's 99% of people's struggles in life with a relationship.
It
is. That percentage is going up.
And it is. And, you know, Robert and I have actually talked about this before. It's like, you know, that people who have money say, well, you know, money isn't everything. And I'm like, it's not. If you have like millions of dollars, I am sure and confident people take advantage of you and use you and those type of things where you're like, you kind of feel alone because you're only, maybe are you only liked because you're rich. But most people, financial security, it's not that you want millions. I mean, of course, who wouldn't be like, I'd love millions and have a yacht.
More money, more problems.
But just just the basics, like the survival, I think so many relationships would be so different.
I just want to have a savings account with it, without a subtraction next to it. I mean,
hey, like, I'll say this, like, so my mom just passed away like a little over two, or she's about a year and a half ago. And I didn't go and visit her a lot because of money, because I couldn't afford to not work. I couldn't afford to get in the car and go, and like thinking all the ramifications for not going. And then my grandma was sick, kind of the same situation. So money plays a big part in, I'm not going to say your happiness, but it helps you deal with the stuff that
your everyday life.
That is the most important thing.
It is.
That's your everyday life.
And that sucks, but that's kind of what it is. So,
no, it does suck. And I'm sure you have moments when you think about that. Like, I didn't get to see my mom as much. Or there's times with Charlotte where I'm like, I can't be home today, honey. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
You have to go to summer camp, you know, because, which my mom helps pay for, but so we can continue to work. And so there are some things that, you know, I'm sure. Do you have anything to say about that? I mean, the financial part is just so stressful.
Very stressful, but nothing is going to change even if you had money. You're still going to be stressed out.
I mean, I'm sure.
You're still going to be stressed
out. You wouldn't be as stressed.
Not as
stressed. It wouldn't be as stressed. You'd be able to sit there and deal with, I think, that the more personal family issues. Then I think it would be like money adds a lot to, well, at least it does, I mean, look, in our relationship.
My dad passed away, right?
Right.
I had cousins and people that I don't even remember growing up with that came out of the woodwork because they thought my dad had millions of dollars and was going to leave this and whatever, whatever. I mean, my mom struggled to go get his plot and his casket and his, you know, that was 40, 50 grand right there.
Right.
And it was like, oh, wait, you just got to come up with that now? Well, yeah, he's dead. He's going to go in the ground. So you need it now. You know what I mean? My mom, she's done. She's ready to go. Neptune Society, they're done. She's already paid for it. She dies. She dies at home, whatever. They come and pick her up. They take her, they cremate her. We get a little thing of her ashes, and they take her out to sea and do her. And it's done. It's already paid for. It's done. But we didn't think about that with my dad. We thought he'd still be here.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was the breadwinner in the family. I was the second breadwinner in the family.
So did you stress out now that you had to deal with the money situation?
Oh, hell yeah.
So money adds more stress.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Money is a lot of stress. I think it's a lot. I do think fighting or I should say tension in the house, you know, is, it's like there's some days where you're like, okay, everything's fine. But in the back of your head, like, I'm not going to bring this up again, you know. But yeah, I was just curious going along with that. Going back to that first thing is, you know, how long do you work on it? And it, I guess it depends on what it is. Like if it's infidelity and, you know, I mean, that's really the only one that I think is, I mean, I'm sure there's other deal breakers. I just feel, I mean, for
it's,
me,
it's infidelity and then it's murder.
That's what, like, I mean.
Infidelity is number one. And then if you killed someone, then you have to have a conversation. Who was it?
Yeah.
And then if I'm going to cover for you.
Exactly. Like, how do I cover for you? And if I do, I feel like infidelity is a tough one. You know,
well, first off, you wouldn't be able to cover for me because you can't tell a lie for nothing.
I cannot tell a lie.
I got your back.
He's a good friend, right? But yeah, I mean, infidelity, then you start bringing in trust. So you could, you know, and all these different factors. But the financial part is very stressful. It sucks. It sucks because then, you know, and I go to all these people's houses I've mentioned before, or these people's lives, and I'm just like, what did I do wrong? Like, what was the path that didn't even, I don't need to be in that financial lane. I just want to be on that financial planet.
Yeah, but like it's even worse though. So I deal with like a lot of like clients that have like big money.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't even say this, but you're like, you're a fucking dumbass. Like, how the fuck did you have all this money?
Yeah.
Like, how are you making the right moves? Like, who just, like, just what leprechaun did you find? Like, here's your pot of gold, sir. And just, because there's like those moments, you're just like, how the fuck did this happen?
Once again, I'll go back to with what you were telling me about one of your clients that had to get a new roof or the whole roof. The roof is going to cost $200,000. I don't think all three of us make that together sitting in this room.
I know.
And that's shingles and plywood and stupid shit at Home Depot.
So imagine that roof. Like, that roof is a family. That's 4 years of someone's income in some cases. You know what I mean? Like, and that's a fucking roof. Like, when I heard that, I was like, Like, what? Again, it's not, I don't believe
I just want to be the salesman on that making commission.
I know. Right? I don't get jealous. I mean, there's certain things, you know, like if you got to go meet Justin Timberlake, I might be jealous or something like that. But yeah, I don't believe in envious, shut up. I don't believe in, like, you know, wishing, oh, I wish that was my life. I don't believe in that, but shut up, both of you fools. And I don't believe in that, but hey, sometimes I'm like, what are we doing wrong in our working world? Because we work hard, you know?
Melissa and I are rewatching Entourage.
Oh, that's good.
You want to wish a life? There's that one right there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. And that show's so good.
Aquaman.
What?
Aquaman.
What is it?
He becomes Aquaman.
He's going to do Medine.
Medine.
That show's so good. That show is so good. Okay, so here's some more questions. And again, some of these aren't even really, I don't even know if the answer's, you know, right or wrong. But some of these I want to ask at the end, though. How do you show interest when you like somebody? Wait, how do you show interest when you like somebody? What about when the interest starts to fade? What does
that? Is this like a dating question? Like,
I guess if you, how do you show?
Who's the single person that gave us that one?
I said I will reveal things possibly.
Can we guess like what the first letter of the name is?
Sure.
You go first.
T.
Yes. when you show interest in someone, and what do you do when it starts to fade? I mean, that's more of a dating thing, but I guess when we, cause David and I haven't been together as long as you, we've known each other for a long time, but we've only, this month we'll been 13 years we've been together.
I gotta go.
You fucker. You know, I mean, I think we showed interest. But if you didn't, how did you handle it? Because now things are so different than when we were dating.
Well, you didn't have that thing that you're holding in your hand.
Yeah.
If you,
like, I mean, ghosting.
I remember calling, and then like the mom or the dad would pick up and be like, click. Why didn't you just say, hey, is so-and-so there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you afraid of?
But what did you do? Okay, so again, we didn't ghost. We didn't do all those things because we didn't have the phones and all of that. But like, how did you?
You can still ghost people.
But did you just like not talk to them? Like, let's say you were, it was different when you were at school and you saw them every day, but you went to, you know, Burbank schools and maybe you dated someone that didn't go to Burbank schools or I don't know, whatever, that went to Village. I don't know. And did you just like not talk to them anymore? Did you say, this isn't working out? But you didn't really date a lot, did you?
There was a girl that I dated that she was working on a movie. And she asked me to come to her location and it was like 4 hours away. And I thought, you're with like 35 guys working on this boat. And you want me to bring you a bra. And then her mom told me something. And I was like, I'm done.
Wait, what did the mom say?
Yeah, you can't say mom told me something.
Mom told me something. I'm not going to go into it. Long story short, I went to her house that afternoon with the spare key underneath the rug. And I went and got all my shit, packed it in my truck, put the spare key back, never saw her again, never talked to her again.
Ooh, that's very mysterious.
Did you take the bra?
No. No.
So she comes home, she looks for the bra. He took everything, including the bra I needed him to bring to me.
That was from Victoria's Secret. It cost me $14,000.
I want to know what the mom said.
The mom said some stuff. Some stuff.
And okay.
And that's it. We'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay. That's so mysterious. I don't like when you're mysterious.
We don't need to unpack that, Jennifer.
I know. No, we don't need to unpack it. We don't need to unravel
anything. Robert, what do you think? Again, going to, we didn't have phones. What did you do? Because you did date other people or hooked up with other people, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. And if you just lost interest or maybe it was just a real quick situation, did you just like never talk to them again or how did you handle it?
I mean, it kind of was like just never talk to the person again, like just, but it, so a lot of my stuff was in high school,
yeah, right?
And then
true.
So, cause I started, you know, dating Melissa when I was 20. So there wasn't a big window in between.
Forever.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell you it's like, I was also very outgoing, like very outgoing. Like I picked up a girl pulling up next to her in my car, never seen her before, and ended up like going to Magic Mountain with her, like within an hour after talking to her, like we were just next to each other in the car. I've dropped my car off. I dropped her car off actually in front of Melissa's parents' house because we were friends at the time. And then we went to Magic Mountain together.
Holy shit.
And then we had fun. And then I think I talked to her maybe one time after that. And then that was it.
So we've talked about this. You're teenagers, not really into dating, right? They're still not there yet, right? Or they're not really interested or dating or whatever.
There was like one girl I kind of dated for a little bit, but it wasn't very long. And apparently all my friends' girlfriends told me to like not date her because she was like flirting with all of my friends. It was kind of this weird thing. And so then I ended up like kind of breaking up with her, but then she broke into my house.
I was gonna say, what's kind of breaking up? That's like kind of being pregnant.
I didn't think we should just like hang out anymore.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. However I worded that back then, I don't know. And then she ended up breaking into my house. She put like rose petals and condoms all on my bed and stuff.
Dude, stalker.
Yeah. And then I got mad at her.
Like, but I'm glad I did. Condom.
She ended up getting knocked up like the year later by someone else in high school. So it was like, whoo, she didn't give him the condoms.
So,
because they were all your house.
Because they were all my house. So that was the joke.
But so for your kids, you know, obviously your teenagers, like, would you have a conversation about how to handle it now? Because I mean, things are very different. But like,
things are so different.
Like, ghosting is like such a thing. And it's like, why are we not mature enough to say, I don't want to see you anymore?
Is a huge thing like that I have conversations with like other parents that have kids. Because I have a 15-year-old son, a 13-year-old daughter, and neither one of them express interest in dating anybody right now, which is to me bizarre.
Me too, but not in a bad way.
They're just like, they're just caught in their own stuff. And I think that's
just it. Our time when we were that age, we didn't have all of the stuff that we have now, the technology.
Exactly.
I mean, Charlotte's not going to her little friend's house to play. She's calling him on her iPad.
Yeah.
Right? And they're playing a game on their iPad.
And sometimes there's five or six.
I used to drive 45 minutes to go to my buddy's house and play Ricky Carmichael's Superbike or whatever, motorcycle game or NASCAR bullshit on PlayStation. That's how we wouldn't interacted with our friends. Yeah. Now it's just boop, 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 and you're on your thing and you're boop, 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 and you get five or six of them and...
My son, he'll go on skate trips with his buddies and stuff like that. They take the train, they go to LA, stuff down. Yeah, I know. I'm not really a big fan of it, but chess. I have to allow it because I'm playing chess. And like, I'll have conversations with him like, hey, any girls, anything like that? No. He's just like, I just want to skate. I just want to hang out with my friends. They skate. They play Fortnite.
But it'll come to him.
When
he leases it. You know, he's not looking for it, and when he least expected, it'll smash him in the face.
Yeah.
You know, it's when you're out looking for it that you're like, I can't get anybody. No one likes me. Yeah. Whatever, whatever. And it's like, no,
I wasn't looking for anybody.
Oh, bullshit. You grabbed me at the bar. No.
You're so stupid. God. Okay. Again, this is going into... I mean, there's so many, this is like a lot of relationship stuff. So I'm trying to, why do you think, why do guys send dick pics to Kim. Women? I mean, yeah, why? That was Tansy.
First off, I've never done it.
Okay. You never did. You didn't have phones then though. I mean, what were you going to do? He just whipped it out. But why do you think guys...
I sketched it.
I got a piece of construction paper.
Passed the note in class.
I did a 3D.
I practiced my shading.
What's it called when you had the balloon and you put the paper over the top of it and you...
Paper mache.
I did a paper mache one.
Okay. Anyways, that's great. Why do you think guys do that though? Is it because they have access to the phone? Do you think that they think girls, women, whatever, other men, whatever.
The camera adds 10 pounds.
David, stop. These are real questions. Shut up.
No one should be doing it.
No one said, should they? I said, why do you think they do? Because I'll tell you right now, a girl does not whip out her boob or her vagina and take a picture and send it. Maybe.
That's bullshit.
Maybe.
That's bullshit.
There was an asterisk there, shitbag, is if you were like, hey, send me a pic. Like, if it was a conversation because the guy would be like, well, then you send me a pic. But guys will just send a pic. And I can truly say, Tansy, I know you're going to be listening. she has shown me, like, this is the shit I get. And we talked about it before, and I've seen it, you know, I've seen
You're
it.
Looking?
Well, she showed me, like, a while ago. This is a long time ago. It was before you. Shut up. I didn't have...
after paper mache.
Now I'm
dude.
Blind. Now I can't see. But, yeah, and she'll be like, this is, like, the response I got. And it was like, I'm like, what? Like, why is that a thing? Why do you think guys do that?
They're insecure.
I mean, I might have to go with that one. I mean, I've never...
Well,
I've
first
never,
you have to be really secure in what you're taking a picture of, too. Because what if it's a little gherkin? You're not
what
like...
What if it's not his? What if he's just getting a picture and saying, oh,
well,
here
now with AI, they're like, here's a 42-inch one.
Where are you putting that? Come on.
I didn't say you're putting it anywhere. I'm just saying. It wouldn't show that... Well, like, guys have to be... You have to be confident to do it in terms of sending it. Because then you're like, well, that was disappointing. If that was going to lure me, it didn't.
I wouldn't know.
I mean, why do you think guys do that? Like, why do men do that? You guys were telling me how you...
I will tell you right now. Okay, look. If we're, this is on the honesty podcasting.
This is what I want.
I have sent them, but to my wife as jokes.
That's fine.
As jokes.
That's a different situation.
And she has sent me pics as jokes.
But that's different. If you're...
But we're also before cell phones, video,
we've
you know what I mean?
We
had cell phones back in the day, they were just cell phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
There weren't even pictures
yet.
There was no
pictures.
It was the neon green buttons and stuff, and the flip and stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
So we didn't have, like...
But nowadays, like...
I would say if you're sending it to somebody that you've never met before, that's just insecure bullshit. That's just childish stuff. Now, if you're joking in a relationship, whatever, but if that's also like how you guys communicate or it gets you going or whatever the case is, that's a totally different conversation. But if you're sending random dick pics to people that you do not know.
Like, has she ever met the guy and sent that pic?
No, it was like a lot of times it was for a while. Tansy was doing the online apps.
The
for
Tinder.
A while, like, yeah, and they would be like, that would be like their, what'd you say?
The Tinder.
Yeah, all of them, but the like Tinder or Bumble or Plenty of Fish. That was like in the late 90s.
That was actually one called Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, that's when.
Were you on it?
No.
You were?
I wasn't.
No. Then why do you know it?
So the dating apps.
That's from so long ago. I'm talking about the current ones, which I don't even know all of them.
I'm
but
sure
like
it's still
Bumble.
Around.
You just, and now a lot of it's just hookup sites, which I feel is kind of
don't know.
Porny. Like maybe just like
I have a
porny sites. I don't know.
A buddy of mine on the softball team during innings, he's sitting there scrolling.
Is he swipe left, swipe right?
He does.
Well, why do they? I don't understand. She did ask that, and I don't understand either. Okay, so some of these, again, there are a lot of these are like relationship B. Here's one. Why is it that adult men always seem to get pee along the bottom of the toilet? I understand toddlers and little boys trying to figure out their fire hoses, but grown-ass men, please explain.
There's a couple reasons.
Okay.
Oh, go.
Have you ever had a kink in a garden hose?
David, just get to the point.
I'm getting to the point.
Like today.
Have you ever had a kink in a garden hose?
No, go.
Okay, because when you let it loose, it just wants to spray. And guess what? Even the fireman that's spraying
the hose. What did you say? Use English.
I am.
No, no. What fire hose and spraying? When you're peeing, you get up and you pee. You are holding it. You still miss. You don't just pee.
You're right. You don't.
You hold it. So how do you still
miss? I guarantee if you were to stand up and pee, it would go everywhere too.
I would be holding it at the aim, like the
You ain't holding shit.
The duck, the mouth of the thing and trying to get the balloon to pop.
The duck?
Remember when you go to the circus?
I thought you were like naming his thing. I was like, well, you guys got problems.
No. Duck. Why do you think it is, Robert? Because you answer questions nice, and he goes into these.
It depends.
Whole,
it depends on what happened the
tell
night
you about
before.
Kink of a fireman.
It'll depend on what happened the night before, how you woke up.
Wait. What does that mean? The night before? Explain. Draw a picture. Let me sketch it for you. Go.
Okay. Well, you know, if there was some stuff going on, sometimes
sex.
There's a thing that might have to be. You know, it's.
I don't know what this means.
It's kind of hard to explain.
Does anyone?
I'm not going to do that one. If you wake up with
okay.
Look, I have to do like a back maneuver of thing.
Yeah.
So just to kind of use it right, because if I don't, it goes up. So you got to like kind of maneuver. And sometimes that first shot, You gotta adjust. You know what I mean? You gotta adjust. Now as you get older, not so much adjusting needing, but
it's just on your feet at this point.
No.
I sit down a lot.
Oh, I can't sit down.
What? Oh, you do. In the morning he does. It's embarrassing for everybody.
If I don't, I'd hit the freaking back sure of the toilet.
Door, man. Take like a shit, leave it open. Take a piss, lock the door.
Watch out. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm half asleep. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
It's a restroom. I'm resting my knees.
This is a long episode, and we are going to pause here. We're going to break it into two parts. So in order to see the second part, you like, subscribe, and follow to know when it drops. Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Happy New Year! If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.